I want to take up something from the past. We'll get back to the other area. But I think something that from yesterday's parsha that two things I want to say from yesterday's parsha. All right. The first thing is in Rashi, in the end of the parsha, Lamed Aleph Mem Beis. So the pasuk says, Lule Elokei Avi, Elokei Avraham Ufachad Yitzchak Hayoi. So Rashi says, Ufachad Yitzchak, Lo Rotzo Lomar Elokei Yitzchak. She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmo Al HaTzadikim B'chayim. V'yaf Al Pi She'omo Lo B'tzeiso Mi'Be'er Shova Ani Ad Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicho V'Elokei Yitzchak. That's where, that's in, V'inei Hashem is beginning of Parsha. V'inei Hashem Nitzvah Lo V'yoma. I need Hashem Lekei Avraham Avicho Velekei Yitzchak. So Rashi says, so you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the words Lekei Yitzchak. Okay? Lekei Avraham Avicho Velekei Yitzchak. B'shvil Sheko Einov Varer Kemeis. That's because Yitzchak Avinu was already blonde. His eyes were very dim-sighted, and he was like a mace. So Rashi says, Yaakov Nisyore Lomar Elokei, Va'omar Ufachat. So it's a strange thing. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Elokei Yitzchak. So why was Yaakov Nisyore? He said, Ufachat Yitzchak. Okay. So the, of course, we'll get back to it. Okay. Let's leave that question, okay? That's Rashi, alright? What I'd like to do is just to do the part that Rashi's quoting by the Mari Hanavua. By Vayachalom Dinesum Mutavato. Okay? Now take a look. You see, what exactly, there's a whole big machlekes here about where he was and how he got there and the Rashi and the Ramban. But I'm not going to go into that machlekes. It's a big machlekes. There's different Ramban quotes, machlekes Chazal. But everybody agrees. The basic agreement is that he was Bahara Maria. Okay, it was Har Maria. So I just want to take the Ramban. Okay, Ramban, the last part of the Ramban, where he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon. So he says, and I'm going to skip around a little bit, but I would say it's in the Ramban, it's like the last, in the Marichom is like the last call. It says, he quotes Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon. Okay, and then he says, did I mention Chalik? It's like, he says, just like Gemara in Gidon Asha?
Okay. No, you didn't.
Okay, I did, but I guess I was talking myself. Okay. So he says like this, that he says, the Yaskim Daito Shirab Yudab Simon in Mamedvish should be Gemara per Gidon Asha per Chalik. She Yaakov Yatsma Be'er Shel of Halach Lacharan Ukishin Nimlach Lachzor. Who was followed by Makam Shesfalu Avos of Bahar HaMaria. So he's going to Haran, then he changed his mind, and he went back to the place where Avram and Yitzchak were Mispal, Bahar HaMaria. Oz Koftzalo Aretz, Vayifka Miyad, Bahar HaMaria. Okay, then he goes on like this. Then he says, V'el Matzasiyod Mefurish Bepirker Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Oma. Ben Shivim Vasheva Shonalaya Yaakov Vitzesum Ibeis Aviv. He was 75 when he left his father's house. Vahoysa Be'er Mahalachas Lafanov. And the well went before him in Be'er Shava V'ad Har Maria. Mahalach Shnei Yomim, 2 days, V'ingiel Hashem Machatziya Yom. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov, Halechem B'tzikloncho, Va'be'er Lafanecho, Lecho V'lishtos V'lishkav B'makam Hazah. So Akash Baruch told him he should stay. He has food, he has water, and he should sleep over in this place. Okay, then it went through that the Shemesh was in midday and the sun set below Ito. Okay, so then it says, Vayolan Shem Shem Vayolan Shem Kivoa Shemesh. Lokach Yaakov, below Ito Bo Shemesh Mimara. Vibit Yaakov Rosh Shemesh Bo, the Mimara, he saw it going down. Vayolan Shem. Shenema Vayolan Shem Kivoa Shemesh. So that's why, so it went down early. Lokach Yaakov Shtei Mesri Avonim, Me'avne Mizbeach Shenekar Lov Yitzchok Aviv. He took 12 stones from the Avne Mizbeach of the Akedah. The Sum Oso Merashosov, Lo Dio, Shasidin Lamod Mimenu Shnei Mosa Shvatim. V'nasu Kulon Evin Achas, and they all became one stone, Lo Dio, Shekulon Asidim Lios Goy Echad Borat, Shenemar, Mikam Choyisro Goy Echad. Okay. Yeah, Goy Echad, of course, means it means that which unifies this nation is not what unifies other nations, but the idea of Yichud Hashem is what unifies this nation, and not a cultural kind of unification. So it's only Hishkim Yaakov Baboker Befachad Gadol Ba'ama Beso Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Makom Hazeh Shenema Vayira Vayoma Manora Hamakom Mikana Talome Shekola Mispalo B'Yerushalayim Ki'ilu Mispalo Lefnei Kisei Hakava. Okay, Sheshar Hashamayim. This is the Shar Shemayim. Pasuach, Rishmoa Tfiloso Shel Yisrael. It's opened up to hear the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael. Shenema. Bezu Shar HaShemayim. Okay. So that's basically the Chazal. But, then the Chazal goes on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made the Evan Shesia over there. And Sheshamu Tabu Haaretz, and Misham Nistacha Haaretz, Valeha Echal Hashem Omeid, Shenema Vo'evin Azosa, Shesanti Matsevo Yiyah Beis Elikim. Okay. So I just want to explain, like what is the, there's a central idea here. Yeah. So I left off here. So I said I didn't get to you. Yeah. So there's one central point about the, that underlies everything that's going on over here, with all the details of what took place. But there's one central idea I think that we shouldn't miss, and that is that the Mariana Zua that he received with the Vinesu Mutsav Arts of Rosh Magia Shamaima, and Vinyad Hashem Mitzvah of Vayom, Anir Hashem Okay Avram Avicho Okay Yitzchok, Oretz Asher Tashoka Velo Lacho Adnenel Zarecho, Oyezarcho Kafar Oretz, and then Vinay Anochi Imach Ushmaticha, but the end of the war was Vinay Anochi Imach Ushmaticha Bechova Shatelech Vashivaticha Ladom Azos Kilo Azovcho Arasher Masisi Eitoshe Dibadilach. So, the last part of Nevuah was the name of Chimach, Ushmatich Mechalash Atelech. So he had a guarantee that he'd be returned safely to Eretz Israel, and everything, Kimoah Zofa, Arashar Masisha, Shadi Batalach. Everything, all the Haftachas within the clan. So a person who would receive such an Avua, what would the normal reaction be? So the normal reaction would be that he'd be thankful to Hashem that he's safe. And that, I mean, that's the, what could a person, want more than that? I mean, the Avtachas Hashem, the Nevuah, that everything is, he's about to go on a dangerous journey, and, there's nothing to worry about. Avtachas Hashem is that he'll return, safely, no, he'll return safely, but, The Birkas Avram, Boyazachar Kafar Arts, Rasa Yomov, Akema, Vatapona, Vanegbo, Vanivruchu, Chokom, Mishkos, Adam of Zarecha. So, the natural response to such a Mari Nabu would be, that everything's fine. But that wasn't his, uh, wasn't his reaction at all. Vayikat Yaakov Mishnasa Vayoma. Ochen Yishad Hashem Bamakam Azeh. Vanechu Lo Yedoti. Vayiro Vayoma Manoro Hamakam Azeh. Ein Zekim Beis Alekim Zeh Shara Shemayim. This is a strange response to the Marienavoah. I mean, rather than being comforted by the Marienavoah, Yaakov was filled with fear. Vayira vayoma, manora hamakamazah. His response was simply fear. And as the Ramban says before, in the he says, Hishkin Yaakov baboker befachad gadol. The Oma, Beiso shall Akkadosh Baruch Hu b'makamazeh. Shenema, v'yir v'yoma manor ha-makamazeh. Mikana taloma, shekol mispal din ha-shalayim. Kini mispal lefnei kishya kovot. Sheshara shamayim hu, pasuach v'shmo tzulas v'shev Yisrael. Shenema, v'zhu shara shamayim. So, it immediately catches your eye. Just the pshuto shel mikro. It catches your eye that this is not a normal reaction of a human being, an ordinary human being, to what he just heard in the Marienavoah. And that I think is of essential importance. So what was this fear? On the contrary, he should have been very, very happy, very calm, very comforted. But no, he had, his reaction was one of great fear, trepidation. Pachad gadol. So, what I want to say is like this, that many people misunderstand the idea of Yiras Hashem. That they think of Yiras Hashem as like the Rambam describes, the basic idea of Yiras Hashem. That when a person sees Chachmaso, She'ein lo Erech ve'ein lo Teitz, so he mafached lifnei hamakom. So that's true. But over here, that's Yiras Hashem that a person can understand. That's Yiras Hashem that a person can understand, because he sees Chachmas Hashem. A reaction to Chachmas Hashem. But over here, there's something more. Over here, what it's saying is that a person, you see, when a person sees the Hashgachas Hashem, so an ordinary person, looks for his security in Hashgacha, because all the person is concerned with is himself and his own safety. That's an ordinary individual. An ordinary individual is concerned primarily with himself and what's going to happen to him, what's going to do with his life, and what's going to happen. But you see, the person that is a real tzaddik, that's not his concern. That's not his concern. On the contrary, the center of his world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man Hashgacha, that's something which is frightening, which is completely frightening to him. So, and that fear is a metaphysical state. A metaphysical reality, which if a person doesn't have that, he simply lacks in his whole Yedias Hashem. So the ordinary reaction of an ordinary person is exactly the opposite of the reaction of the Yaakov Avinu. That an ordinary person's reaction would be that he feels very happy. He feels very comforted. He's safe. Now he has nothing to worry about. Yaakov Avinu's reaction was exactly the opposite. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, gives of his Hashgacha to a Basar Vadam in such a way, that is something which is frightening. Frightening to the individual. A frightening experience. The exact opposite reaction. That's the amazing thing that the Pasuk teaches us. It's in a very clear way, in a very clear, open way. You don't have to go through any midrashim. It's right there in the pasuk. And it means that the sense of fear that a person should receive from witnessing Ashgachas Hashem is really the mark of perfection. And that Yiras Hashem is more than just a reaction, is more than just an appreciation and an idea, but it's something which must involve the individual's emotions in a way that he simply is frightened. The reaction is fright. You see, the reaction is fright. So, but interesting is what was the fright that he, what idea evoked that fear? That vayir vayir manora hamakom azeh. And what was this makom? This makom was Haram Rei, was the makom amikdash. So it means to say that when Yaakov Avinu realized that the makom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a man to have a, to live with a concept, a halachic concept and a philosophical concept of Kedushas Makom, Amikdash, that's a frightening experience. That's a frightening experience. The Zer Shar HaShemayim. What does it mean, the Zer Shar HaShemayim? That's what the Ramban says. That, he says, Manora Makom Azeh, Mikana Talomad, Shekolam Espalot in Yishalayim, Timon Espalot in Yishisi HaKavod, Sher Shar HaShemayim, Pasuach Lishmoa Tzilotu Shel Yisrael. That means to say that there's a special Hashgachas Hashem when a person is following the Middash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows man to make a Middash in the first place, which is like Rashi says in the Navi, that he allows man to have the idea of a Middash, because the idea of a Middash itself is only the Derech Mashal, because Hashemayim Shmei Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kaluchav Afkei HaMakom Azeh. So the idea is really, the basic idea is an absurdity. But it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the true meaning, what Rashi explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzamtzem Shchinato, it means that he allows the existence of a Middash. He allows man to have a Middash. And his Hashgacha to that place, the Zeh Shah HaShemayim, that is Hashgacha, special Hashgacha to the Makom HaMiddash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu special Hashgacha to Tzimotzen Shel Yisrael, B'Makom HaMiddash, that's something which must evoke a sense of fear in the greatest Chacham, in the greatest Tzaddik. And that was Yaakov Avinu's reaction. It's an amazing thing. But it shows you that Yiras Shamayim is not simply an intellectual phenomenon. But true Yiras Shamayim has to result in the human being moved to a state of complete fear at the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the Pasuk says, Mo'enosh Kishishkarenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives of his Hashgacha to Basar Adam, and in specific, in the highest form of that idea is the concept of Middash, Manorah HaMakom Azeh, and that Tzilosan Shel Yisrael in the Middash are under a separate Hashgacha. That's an awesome and frightening phenomenon. And if a person doesn't experience that, it means he's lacking in Yiras Shamayim, in Yiras Hashem. See, it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says in Brachas. Gemara Brachas says in Perek Ein Omdin. So the Gemara says that Mishnah says Kol Omer Modin Modin Mishaskin Asar. Why? So the Gemara says Mishum Menachzik Kishtei Mishigas. Okay. So he's not allowed to do it. So what is the idea? Mechzik Kishtei Mishigas. I mean, he doesn't mean it that way, but it's Mechzik Kishtei Mishigas. So okay, but that's not what he means. Okay, so you'll say it was takana because it looks like shtereshis, so you should remove it. But you see, the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, Omer Abzera, Kola Omer Shma Shma, Ka Omer Modin Dami. The person says, he's learning Krishna, he says Shma twice, so it's as if he says, it's just like Modin Modin, not allowed to do it. So it's Mechzik shtereshis. So the Gemara says, Meisvei Akareya Shma Vakofla Arezen Meguna, that a person reads Shma and does it twice,
So he's Maguna. It's a bad thing. It shows he's on a low level. But Maguna was happy. The judge Moore says, but he's only Maguna. Shisuki lo mashaskin away. So you see, it's not the same as Modi Modin. Modi Modin's mashaskin away. But Shema Shema, you're not mashaskin away. So how could you say before that it's identical? So the Moore says, lo kasha. Hod oma mulsa mulsa v'toni lo. V'hod oma psuko psuko v'toni lo. That there's two cases. That in one case, Rashi's Koltev, the Teva Chozer was shown as Maguna Habit. If a person says Shema Shema, he's about to read Shema, and he says, he's about to say Shema Yisrael, so he says Shema, and then he says it again. So then he's Maguna. But we don't shut him up. Lama Shaskun. Shein Zedoma Lama Kabbalah of Shtei Malchios. Elo Lamislote. Okay? But, so then he's just considered like a Mislote. Omar Pasuk showing the Tani Lay, Mishaskin Lay, the Mesnik Ishtar Shia. So the Gemara says that, so that's the answer to the question. That Kol Omar Shema Shema is like you said, Modim Modim, when do you say that? If you said the Pasuk twice. So then it's Mesnik Ishtar Shia. Then you're not allowed to do it. But if you just said Shema Shema, like you started off Shema, and then he says it again, So then it's not Mishaskinu, it's just Maguna. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, Duma me kara lo chivein daite, the self chivein daite. So why are you saying that he's Maguna? It may be he started off, he's about to say Kriya Shema, and he starts saying Shema, but then he realized that you have to mechaven the first pasuk, so he wasn't mechaven. He said, look at the other way, it's so hard. And then he starts off with Shema, but now he realized that the word Shema, he wasn't really Mechavin, and he won't be Yetzir Krishma. So what's wrong if he says it twice? So the Gemara says, Chavusa klape Shemaya mi'ika. So Rashi says, Minog shenoeg odom b'chaveiro yinag etzel ha'makom, v'lo yizor b'tfilaso. The Gemara says, "Ilo kiven daito meikara machin le b'mazafta b'nafcha the mechavin daito." The Rashi says, "Kama melamdin oso sheyichavin umakin oso yago b'kach." So it means he deserves to be beaten. So you see that in Kabbalah, so malchus shemayim, it's not simply a matter of a kiyum mitzvah. You know, what if it's just a technical kiyum mitzvah, so what's so terrible? So now he wasn't machaving the first time, so now he comes back, and he says, Shema the second time, it's a technical mitzvah, he has to be up to the mitzvah, what's wrong? But the answer is that as an individual, if he's engaged in Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim, and there isn't that state of mind of Yiras Hashem, which means a certain fear, so then he's Maguna. So then it's a serious problem. He's in the slow phase. He's Maguna. So you see, it's not just a matter of Yiras Hashem is not just a matter of a technical kiyum mitzvah, and it's not a matter of intellectual realization, a simple intellectual realization. But Yiras Hashem is really a certain state of fear, emotional fear in the individual. Like the Ramban says, that he says, Hishkin Yaakov v'babot v'pachad gadol. V'alma beisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makom hazeh. Shenema v'yir yamanor b'makom hazeh. So it means to say that is the appropriate response and the appropriate reaction. For the individual's metaphysical realization of Hashgachas Hashem. It's interesting, he explains the Gemara before, the Gemara in Brachos before, it says, V'omar Rabbi Chanina, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim Shinema V'atei Yisrael Mod Hashem Alekech HaShem Animach. Ki Yinu Yiro. So the Gemara says, Otu Yir Shemayim Milsa Zutrasahi, V'omar Rabbi Chanina Mishim Rabbi Shim Ben Yechoi, Ein Lo La'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'veis Ginozov, Ela Otsa Shel Yir Shemayim. So, Bavaskin, that is the hardest thing, the most difficult thing. Hiroshima is the greatest thing. Shinema Yasushimiyo Toro. So the Gemara says, even the Gabi Moshe Mukhus, which you say. So what does it mean? It means that Yerushimayim is not simply a recognition, the erasim of a kecha, which means the person knows it's true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing, and therefore he models his life according to the Torah. That's not enough. The real Yira, which is Musa Zuchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, but not for an ordinary person, is precisely what we're talking about over here. Namely, that the individual is filled with a fear with regard to the realization of the Hashgacha Hashem, that the Borei HaOlam gives his Hashgacha to a bus of Adam. That is a frightening phenomenon. And that is only attainable insofar as the individual's Yedias Hashem is on the proper level. So the higher the individual's Yedias Hashem is, the greater will that fear be. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu epitomizes that state, because his Yedias Hashem was the greatest. And that's the answer to the Rashi. The Rashi says that, in the end of the parasha, Rashi quoted in the beginning, where he says that, LaRotza Lomar Elakei Yitzchak, by Yaakov Avinu, when he's talking to Lavan, he says, Mula Elakei Avi Elakei Avam Mufachad Yitzchak, LaRotza Lomar Elakei Yitzchak, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachei Shmo LaTzadikim B'Chayeyim, He was afraid to make that statement because even though it's true, but a person has to have a certain yira and pachad, and to enunciate it was something which he was unable to do. That was because of his great Yerushalayim. That was a key in his greatness. So it means to say that the state of perfection was one in which, even though it's true, it's like a Yitzchak, but to enunciate that, to make that statement, what does it mean, like a Avram, like a Yitzchak? It means to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives his Hashgacha to Avram. This is Hashgacha to Yitzchak. The fear of enunciating that reality prevented him from saying it, even though it was a reality. So he changes it to Fahad Yitzchak. But that was Kodesh Yemayim. That was a key in Kodesh Yemayim. The Kodesh Yemayim demanded that he not be able to enunciate that idea. So he changed it to Fahad Yitzchak. That's the Pshat Rashi. Yeah, it's interesting, the Rambam in the Mordechai says very similar. He says that when he talks about this is in the in chapter 59 on the attributes of God. So he says we cannot approve of what those foolish persons do, who are extravagant in praise, fluent and prolix in the prayers they compose, and in the hymns they make in the desire to approach the Creator. They describe God in attributes which would be an offense if applied to a human being. For those persons have no knowledge of these great and important principles, which are not accessible to the ordinary intelligence of man. Treating the Creator as a familiar object, they describe him and speak of him in any expressions they think proper. They eloquently continue to praise him in that manner and believe that they can thereby influence him and produce an effect on him. Then he says, if they find some phrase suited to their object in the words of the prophets, they are still more inclined to consider that they are free to make use of such texts, which should at least be explained. To employ them in the literal sense, to derive new expressions from them, to form from them numerous variations, and to found whole compositions on them. So the Rambam says this license is frequently met with in the compositions of the singers, the Paitanim, preachers, and others who imagine themselves to be able to compose a poem. So he goes into these piyutim which he considers to be heresy. He says, such authors write things which partly are real heresy, partly contain such folly and absurdity that they naturally cause those who hear them to laugh, but also to feel grieved at the thought that such things can be uttered in reference to God. So then the Rambam says that he doesn't want to expose who they are because people follow them, and he didn't feel it was proper to embarrass them in front of Amon Am. But because of the fact that a lot of people's connection to Yadis depends on these people, and he didn't want to disrupt it. But anyways, he goes on like this. He says that this is the greatest sin. He says that if slander and libel is a great sin, how much greater is the sin of those who speak with looseness of tongue in reference to God and describe him by attributes which are far below him? He says, and I declare that they not only commit an ordinary sin, but unconsciously at least incur the guilt of profanity and blasphemy. And then he says like this, this applies both to the multitude that listens to such prayers and to the foolish man that recites them. Men, however, he says, now this is men, however, who understand the fault of such compositions and nevertheless recite them, may be classed, according to my opinion, among those to whom the following words are applied. And the children of Israel used words that were not right against the Lord their God, and utter error against the Lord. So he says, so the Rambam says, and Ram continues, if you are of those who regard the honor of their creator, do not listen in any way to them, much less utter what they say, and still less compose such prayers, knowing how great is the offense of one who holds his person against the Supreme Being. So, but interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam says, even if a person knows that they're false, but will say them because of the fact that everybody's saying them, so he doesn't want to, he's davening with a tzibur, so he's going along with the tzibur. But he knows in his mind it's false. So what is wrong with that? The Rambam considers that to be of the greatest chatayim. Why? Because Yiras Hashem is not simply an intellectual phenomenon. So we're an intellectual phenomenon, so he knows it's not true. So he's just saying it. That Baruch Hu doesn't make a difference to him. If he says he doesn't say, what does it make? So he doesn't affect the creator of the universe. I mean, so God knows that he knows it's not true, and he knows it's not true, and he's just saying it because everybody's saying it. So he's just saying it. He doesn't want to do something against the call. So the Rambam says no, that he is involved in the most serious of chatayim. Why? Because Yiras Hashem has to be a phenomenon which the individual is filled with fear, emotionally, and he simply can't say certain things. It's impossible for him to utter those phrases. And if he does, then he has no Yiras Hashem. He has no Yiras Shemayim. That's basically the Rambam thing. And that's basically the parsha. That's Vayira Vayoma Manorah Makom Hazeh. The whole idea of Yiras Hashem is not simply an intellectual recognition, but it's a state of, it's an emotional state, it's a metaphysical state where the emotions are in line with the reality of his Yiras Hashem, and it makes it impossible for him to engage in an activity which intrinsically is against the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam is saying in the Ma'ariv Chacham. That is true Yiras Hashem. That's the real ultimate Yiras Hashem. So the psukim stand out when you study the parsha. The statements of Yaakov, the statements of the Pesukim, Vayir Vayom Manara Makom Hazeh, that is precisely the idea. That the whole Mikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, the idea of Kedushas Makom, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to have Kedushas Makom, the idea that there's Ashgacha Vezeh Shara Shemayim, there's Ashgacha for Tzilas and Shal Yisrael, that I'm following in that Makom, that is a frightening idea. in a person who has true Yedias Hashem, it has to inspire the greatest pachad. That's why you have a Yom Manorah Makamata. It's a different dimension, a different dimension of Yedias Hashem. Okay. That was one thing I wanted to mention in the
Rebbe,
in the
Pasha. Yeah, Rebbe, can you clarify the difference why you could say Elokei Avraham?
Yeah, I mean this. Elokei Avraham, because it was the Achar Misaso. So Achar Misaso, he was not only he was able to say it because that's something which it means that any, remember this way. Achar Misaso is one thing because it means at least the individual completed his life. In a way that he lived according to the Derech Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachei Tshmora. But the Chaya, where the individual is still at Bas of Adam, and he still has the Torah HaBechira, that he couldn't express. That he felt, that his Kol Shemayim did not allow him to express that. There's a difference between the two. But basically I can't go any further than that. The only thing is that the difference is clear. There is a clear difference.
That is?
Yes.
The next pasuk appears to be a really nice proof of what you just said. I always wondered why, if he slept in that place and it was so moridic, why didn't he get up in the middle of light night and leave right after he had the Mar-Navur. So it seems that maybe the next pasuk proves that he was paralyzed with fear. Why? Because we asked him at the Baboka. He stayed there all night until the morning. He couldn't move. He was just paralyzed with the fear that you're just talking about.
I don't know. I thought of the question, but I don't know the answer. I thought of the question, I don't know the answer. But I just want to explain one thing in these areas. I mean, we can't go into the das of Yaakov Avinu. I mean, I just want you to understand that. There's a big gap, a tremendous gap in the Torah between what we can learn from the Avos and between our knowledge of the Avos. That's something I think we have to understand. So what we can learn from the Avos is Ufachad Yitzchak, the idea that his Kol Shemayim didn't allow him to make that statement, and the fact that there is, this goes back to Hannah's question, the fact that there is a difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachei Din Miyachei Shmo Al Tzadikim B'Chayehem and the Misason, that there is such a difference, that is clear. And the fact that it is the greatness of Yaakov Avinu that his Kol Shemayim didn't allow him to say Elokei Yitzchak, that is clear. But to go further into the das of Yaakov Avinu, insofar as Kol Shemayim, I don't think we should try to do that. And I don't think we can do that. But there is always a big gap between the accounts given to us in the Torah, which is basically for our perfection in Limud, and between the real events of the people that we're talking about. Because to understand what goes on in their minds, that's virtually impossible for us, and we shouldn't even strive to do such a thing. As a matter of fact, it's also for us to do that. So we have to be careful when studying Maise Avos to glean what we can gain from it and not to go too far and think we really understand the das of Yaakov Avinu. And that's what I meant before when I answered the question of Elokei Avraham Ufachad Yitzchak. We can see there is a difference that between a person who lives his life in a way is the Derech Hashem, and now he's Nistam and Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachei Shmo Olam. That's one thing. But to be Miyachei Shmo B'Chayei Adam, that is a different kind of an awesome phenomenon. And in Yaakov Avinu's mind, his Kol Shemayim did not allow him to say that. But to go further into his understanding, that we cannot do. I mean, that's already... That's not Yaakov Avinu. I mean, it would be presumptuous of us to think that we could do that. I mean, it's always the case, by the way. For instance, like Rashi says, Vayered Hashem Liros Esoyeros Amigo. Or Erdan of Era, Kachatosa Boy Laya Asu Kalav and Loida. So Rashi says, Malame Ladayan, Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that a Dayan should not jump to conclusions, but you see that the way the Torah describes the Onish of Saddam, the Torah gives a description of Erdan of Era. So that's a limud for us. But that limud and the and the Maisei Hashem, there is an infinite gap. But that is, and it's something which we as human beings, even the greatest human being, could never expect to understand. And if he thinks he can, he's basically he's a myth. But that is a principle in the Torah itself, that there is always a gap between the limud and between the realities behind the limud. The realities behind the limud we can't expect to understand. But nevertheless, the Torah is given to us so that we can glean for the limud itself. But we shouldn't try to bridge that gap. That could be a fatal error.
Okay. Rabbi?
Yes.
Is there a reason why this fear came out specifically by Yaakov Avinu, as if we don't see it by the other of us?
Yes, because this is Middash. This is Middash, and this is like that's basically what I'm trying to say. That the whole the idea of this Chalom, of this Mari Hanavua, was the establishment of Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Kah, and that was the twelve stones. And the Am Echad, Mikam Chesel Goy Echad, this is all Ashkachas Hashem. But Ashkachas Hashem goes even further in allowing the existence of the Middash and having a place where the Ashkachas Hashem relates to Klal Yisrael in a very specific way, the Zer Shara Shemayim and Tzilosin Shal Yisrael and the Shema's the Middash, if the Middash, of course, is understood properly. That's a serious precondition. If the Midrash isn't understood properly, it's taken away from us. I mean, that's what we're suffering from in our day. Because we don't have the proper understanding of Midrash, then it's harmful, and then on the contrary, it has to be destroyed. But the proper understanding of Midrash, if man has the correct understanding of Midrash, like the Pesukim in the Divrei Nevi'im, that the Divrei Shlomo, if it's understood in the proper way, without any miscomprehensions, misunderstandings, then there's a special Ashgachas Hashem, and that idea is that's Manorah HaMakom Hazeh. That's what the Yira is. The Yira is the realization of that the Borei Olam relates to man in such a way. It inspires in man a metaphysical fear. And if he doesn't have that metaphysical fear, he doesn't have Yiras Hashem. But the reason why it's in this Ma'ariyah Nevuah, precisely because of that, that's exactly, I'm glad you asked the question, because that's what I mean to say. That's the whole Ramban with this whole description, because this is in Migdash Hashem, and then the special Ashkach of the Kol Yisrael, and Zeh Shaar Shemayim, Tzilos Nishar Yisrael is Nishmas in Migdash. Special Ashkacha. That's an awesome phenomenon. That's why Yaakov Avinu had that reaction. Vayira Vayom Manora Makamaza. But the interesting thing is, it can be seen just from Pshuton Shel Pesukim. Pshuto shel mikra. It's just obvious to anyone that has any kind of intelligence and just reads through the pesukim. It just stands out clearly. I mean, there's no need for any kind of scrutiny. I mean, or genius in deriving it. It's right open in the mikra. Pshuto shel mikra. Okay.
Abby?
Yes.
I mean, you do have by Avram, when Hashem was talking to him, he says, Vayipal Avram al panav. And Rashi says, Moash Shechina.
Yeah, I know. Look, let's not try to go through, I mean, I think it's a simple kind of a, I think it's a, I mean, just stick with the truth idea. And I think every case of Avraham is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense to me. I hate to cut you off, but let's stick to what we have here. Okay?
We have another question.
The Mufresh Mumchal Tidrash. I mean, because I'll say, don't try to dash in further than you can. You know, stick with the idea that's clear, and don't try to go beyond your abilities. I mean, if that's the one lesson the Rambam tries to get through in the Maan of Ochem, and that's why you see, by the way, why the Vilna Goyen referred to the Maan of Ochem as a Sefer HaKadosh Hazeh. It's a Sefer of Kedusha, because the Maan of Ochem is real Kedusha, genuine Kedusha. In the Maan of Ochem, you have what Yiras Hashem really is. On a level of, in a true level of Kedusha. So we should try, as the Maran of Ochem, as the Rambam always tries to explain, that a person should be very careful, extremely cautious, not to go beyond his abilities, not to try to go into areas that are above his limited abilities. You have to recognize your limitations and be happy with the sound idea that you gain and concentrate more on understanding the depth of the idea and expanding on it, rather than trying to compare the avos loosely with this nivul, that nivul. We know very, very little about nivul altogether. So it's a few. I'm sorry. Let's next question. Yeah.
Why doesn't this idea produce a response of avos Hashem? Why does it specifically produce a response of yiras Hashem?
I don't understand the question. I just don't understand the question. Again. I think just think into what we're saying and try to understand it. It has nothing to do with Avas Hashem. What's with Avas Hashem? I mean, this is a specific phenomenon, a specific response, and this is what Yiras Hashem is. Am I saying there's no such thing as Avas Hashem? Avas Hashem is something else. Well, I don't understand the question. Forget it. Anything else? Okay. I want to take up one more thing in the parasha. There's a very interesting, and another thing in the parasha also, again, it's something which is obvious, which is pretty clear, just stands out without even going into any kind of deep analysis, but it just stands out from Pshuto and Shel Mikra. And that is a limud from Rachel Imenu, that you see that it says, the Pasuk says, it's Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vatera Rochel ki lo yolda li Yaakov, vatekane Rochel b'achosa. Vatoma Yaakov hova li zonin, v'mayin mesa nachi. Okay? So, the Pasuk is describing something about Rochel Imenu, a flaw, and the Pasuk gives us a certain amount of knowledge concerning this. But the Kane Rachel Bachosa. Okay, Rashi says, I mean, Kino B'Maaseh HaTov, Amra Imule Shetzot Gami Meni Lo Zoch Salaman. So she was upset, bothered her, because she saw that Leah was Zoch to Bonim, and Bonim meant Shifteh Kar, and it bothered her that she didn't have, she wasn't Zocha to Bonim. That's what the Kane Rachel Bachosa bothered. So the Pasuk says, Vatomer al Yaakov Havel and Bonim Zim Ayin Mason Ochi. So Rashi explains, Havali Vechikach Osa Avichol Necha Valos Paulola. So she said that she wanted to be part of the Maimon Shiftei Kar, and she blamed Yaakov. She said that he should be Mispal. Meson Ochi Yerashas, and the Kamalim Shinoban Shoshmit. Okay. Then the response was, Yichaf Yaakov Barachal, Vayoma Sachas Olekimon Ochi, Hashem Mona Mimeish Privatim. So Yaakov answered her back very sharply. So the Hasacha Salakim Khizin Kamani, Ashemana Mimech, Atam Mitcha Esek Abba. So he says, you are complaining to me that I should do like my father did. But my father was Mispalel and then Rifka children. He says, I'm the Ani Kaba. I'm not like my father. Abba lo hoyu lo bonim. And he gets the bonnet. He makes one of them, only many. So, it sounds like Yaakov Wiener gave a very insensitive response. I mean, this is your problem, it's not my problem. What is the Ramban? The Ramban takes up on it. The Ramban says that, what kind of an answer is this? The Ramban says, he says, Omar Shalma, he quotes Rashi. What kind of an answer is that? Tzaddik ma'am is power for other people. Okay, Leo with the Yalmana and Elisha with the Shunamis. Okay. So, that's Ramban's question. That's, of course, a question that stands out when you learn Rashi. But interesting is, if you take a look in the Psukim, later, what happens? So Rachel gives Bilha to Yaakov, right? And then it says, "Vatar Bilha Vatel Yaakov Ben." So what does Rachel say? "Vatoma Rachel Danani Elakim Vigam Shama Bakoli Vayitim Liben." This is a strange statement, because she didn't really have a Ben. So how could you compare? How could anybody compare? I mean, to give the Bilha to Yaakov itself was a real mysterious nefesh, because. That's a very hard thing to do for one to do that. It's the hardest thing to do. So, and the others would never do without the permission of the Imams. So, it was only to be shifted up. So how could she say, Vayitim Liben? It doesn't make sense. And then the next one, it says, Atahar Od, Vatelet Bilo Shifchas Rachel Ben Shemim Yaakov. So it's a little cryptic, the meaning here. But the Unkelus's pshat, I mean, the basic pshat is Naftula from Rashi Tzila. Naftula Elokim is Talti. Something has something to do with Tzila and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gam Yecholti, I was successful. Where was she successful? Unkelus says, Chamedis, do you have the Haley's Lord Kachosi. I wanted to have a child like my sister. Ma'afis Yavli. It was given to me. It was given to her. It wasn't given to her. It was given to Bilha. Okay? I think Rosh Hashanah Tzoli. So, there again, I mean, you see just Pshuta Shel Mikra. That's something strange. And then, in the end, it says, when she finally had Yosef, so you think again that what would she say? Ah! Now! That's when she should have said that she was successful. She was real, this is what she wanted, and she was really successful. But no, it says, Vatoma, Vatar, Vatel, Ben, Vatoma, also for the Kimis Chaposi. That's it. God gathered away, took away my shame. What happened to the whole, this was where the desire was fulfilled, and over here she just said, it was a removal of a negative. He said. But the pshat is, you see, the pshat is that, originally, she wanted to be the one that is Zohar to be Mamed Shifteka from herself. That's the natural inclination. Just like her sister was, just like Leah was. But when she came to Yaakov, she said, Havali Bonanzim Ayin Mason Ochi. So that was a complaint that Yaakov Avinu is not being mispahal for her. So apparently she was mispahal, but she said no. She wanted the chus of Yaakov Avinu to her. She said, "You're the one. You're the shifteka revolve around Yaakov, and your father was mispahal. So why aren't you mispahal?" So he answered her back. He said, "No." He says, "You're making a mistake, because the only thing a person should want is really to be the cause of establishing the Shifteka. But that it should be from you physically, from you actually, that is not a proper desire." You see, that's, you're confusing two things. In other words, a person, you're saying, it's interesting. The Ramban says that there is a Chazal after Ramban asked his question, so he says there is a Chazal that Kadosh Baruch Hu reprimanded Yaakov, because it says the greatest rabbi says Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu kach onen es hamigos. He says, is this the way to answer back people that are troubled and distressed? So you see, there was a criticism. But what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. The pshat is that Yaakov, he had a right to be distressed. That was an emotional distress. But she took that emotional distress and she transferred it into the wrong category. She transferred it into the category of being mama. The problem is here with being mama chifteka. That she wants being mama chifteka. So that Yaakov Dina told her, he said, no, you're making a mistake. Insofar as that kind of being mama chifteka, that you're wrong. Because that should not be, it should be from you, actually. You should be happy to be the cause of being mama chifteka. Not that it should be from you physically, actually, you see. And so you're asking me to be mispalel that you should be mama chifteka like my father. No, my father didn't, there's a probably a different thing. There's no comparison. That was a problem with chifteka. But over here, you're asking me to be mispalel because of chifteka? No, chifteka is no problem because, I have one. You see. So, as I said, Mimeich Mona, along with many. So insofar as the realm of Shifteka is concerned, that your complaint has no basis. But the truth of the matter is, she did have a different complaint, but the mistake was to take that other, because she had a right to be upset, to be distressed. She wanted to have a child herself, she wanted to have Shifteka from herself. It's a legitimate thing. The desire is legitimate. What was not legitimate was placing that in the wrong category in terms of her role in being mama chifteka. You see, that's what Yaakov did. That's why he answered her back sharply. It wasn't an insensitivity, you see. It was a logical answer to the way that she displaced her complaint from the personal and she put it into the realm of the objective of chifteka. So he said, insofar, that's why he said to her, you're posing the problem as if it's a problem of chifteka. Chifteka, no. That's not the problem here. So, minechmona, that's a personal thing. That's a personal thing. It's a different kind of a different thing. Insofar as chifteka, you should be happy simply to play a role in causing chifteka. Doesn't it be from you? He said, yeah. So apparently, Rachel Menu was Makabel, the Tochacha. Because when the first child was born from Bilah, that's exactly what she said. She said, Donani Elokim, the Gam Shoma Bakali. Interesting. What does Rashi say? Donani the Chiyavani, the Zikani. So it means to say, he was Dani and he was Mahayavni. Which means to say, personally, he was Mahayavni. And I didn't deserve to have a child. But Zikani. But he also gave me the source that I could be the causative agent in establishing Shifteka through Bilah, you see. Then that was the first name of Don. But look at the second name. It's interesting. The second name, it sounds almost the same. It sounds the same, but it isn't. Because Atoma Rachel Natule Elakim Talki Machosi Gam Yachosi. She was successful. Where was the success? The answer is, the success was in overcoming a problem. You see, that was the success. Naftule Elokim means Lashon Tzila. It means through Tzila. Tzila is the medium of perfection. Through Tzila and through the realization, through Amigdalas Nei Hashem, and through realizing her desires, she realized this is Naftule Elokim Nistalti Amachosi. This was perfection. This was a conflict which engaged me in Tzila, a conflict with my sister that engaged me in Tzila, and it was Naftule Elokim. And this Tzila brought me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gam Yecholti, and I was successful to overcome the emotion, you see. Latikva Shmo Naftali. That she was able to she was Gam Yecholti, she was successful in overcoming that emotion, and she was happy to realize that the important thing is not that it's from her, but the important thing is, not the personal, that it's not personal, the important same topic, but look how she placed the order. You see, there are two things, there are two things that occurred with regard to her. One thing was her attaining perfection. Now, female attainment, talking about her thing. This was a challenge, the greatest challenge, and it was a challenge that I successfully overcame to Tzila. Gam Yecholti, I was successful. That was her personal success. But notice the way she placed first. One would think again, okay, so the person would be so happy that they were able to overcome their emotions and they're on a higher level now. That gives the person a sense of joy. So you see, that would be the first thing she said. No. The first thing she said was Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Danani Elokei. That's first. First came Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dani, and I was Chayev, and then he was done and he was mezakim. You see, the first thing is what is the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this instance. That's the important thing. That's the primary thing. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted insofar as her dilemma. The Maaseh Hashem. The Maaseh Hashem in the area. That's first. Then the second thing was the fact that she was able to rise to a higher level, to raise herself to a higher level. But the order, notice the order, that the first thing is the Yedias Hashem. That comes first. Not the even though it's the greatest thing for a person to raise himself to a higher level, that takes second place. The Yedias Hashem, Danani Elokim, that's first. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Danani Elokim, Chayei Chiyuvani, Mechayev Me. But then, Zikani. Maaseh Hashem is first. Then, after that, of course, it's a great thing for a person to realize that they overcame a powerful emotion and they're on a different level now. They see things differently. Natula Kim is Talti Machoti. Gam Yecholti, I was successful. That's a wonderful thing. But Tikrishman Nasali, that was second. And then third, once she overcame that, so that's why when she had Yosef, it wasn't anymore, wow, now I finally got what I wanted. No. It was also Olakimus Chapasi. Insofar as Shifte Kah's concerned, I was completely successful. Because she realized that the only important thing is to be mishtateh in the mice of establishing Shifte Kah and to raise herself to the highest level in the realization that that's the only thing that the person has to be concerned about. But then she said, so what was left? What was left is the fact that still it was a bizarre for her, that she didn't have any children, and that was something, a divar cherpa, because people were saying that she's not roy, they were distracting from her kavod as one of the imahos, and that was a cherpa, and that's why she said that was the only thing. The only thing she gained from Yosef, which a normal person would think that would be the moment when she says, finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me what I wanted, not. That was really reduced because of the other two children, the idea of Don and the idea of Naphtali. Those ideas reduced the final attainment to a removal of a negative. Osaf Elokim Eschapati. Now it's just a removal of a negative. It's very interesting. But, it shows you, I mean, like I said, strengthening the Sukkim, the level of Rachel Meir. Unbelievable. Right from the pocket. But it shows an interesting thing. Now, you see a person in a side point, but it's an interesting thing in the ideas of the Torah, Torah's ideas of the others. And that is that when it comes to a person's egoistic strivings, they must be nil. There is no legitimacy for any component of egoistic strategies. Even if it's tied into building Shifte Kah. And that's why she had to separate that out. Completely removed. But when it comes to the area of Kherpa, we don't say that a person has to strive or should strive to be insensitive to design. It's an interesting thing. Yeah, the Torah doesn't hold that way. The Torah holds that a person, it's not like one element, and therefore it should be completely removed. In other words, because why does a person have a chapa? Because of their ego. I mean, it's a, so maybe one of the things that Torah demands that a person should welcome chapa. They should want it, because then they're really in a state of total perfection. Now, that the Torah doesn't offer. The Torah holds that if a person is needs it, he should use it as an instrument and a vehicle of perfection. If the Chazal says person is his mother, then all the verses are gone. Because if he uses it properly, so it's a tremendous matayah. But it's not something that a person should seek, or that a person should be insensitive to. A person should totally rule out and wipe out their egoistic drive. That's something which even the smallest amount is an evil. But the Torah does not consider it evil if a person is sensitive to chepa. That a person, that's why it's a low-day desire. It's a low-day desire. You see? That in a normal range of things, a person is not, it is never demanded of a person that their cover of Adam should be completely, nullified. That a person should seek design. That's not true. A person is not allowed to have any, to give any credence or any value to their egoistic striving. That should be completely ruled out. But at the same time, the Torah does recognize that an individual that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to an individual, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them from chapa. And that's why she said, Osef Elokim et chapafi. Osef Elokim et chapafi. That's Chesed Hashem. Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes, because there's a certain reality of Kavod Adam. There is a reality of Kavod Adam. Yes.
I was just curious about the last point. Rambam in Deyot, he says, Derech Tzadikim, Aluvin, Vein and Oven.
Right.
Omen Cherpasam.
Vein and Meshivin, that's correct.
Meshivin.
That's correct.
Osem Me'avos, right?
That's correct, 100%. That's what I'm saying. It is, an individual should, if a person is his father, it's the greatest vehicle of perfection. That's what the Rambam is saying. Shalom chapasam v'inam eshivim. But it's not something that a person seeks. It's not that a person should seek to wipe out their own egoistic drives. But they should not seek chapa. That is not something a person should seek. At the same time, if it occurs, it's a tremendous vehicle of perfection. But to seek it is wrong. You see?
Right.
Okay. And there's a difference. I'll give you an example. The difference would be the following. If a person's egoistic drive was enhanced, it would be wrong for him to give Hodor LaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, that his egoistic drive, because that's the HR. But if a person was saved from Cherpa, he's mechuyev to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? And that you have in the Tzilus. In benching, what do you say? You say lowly manas basra dom, and because we were shalom nevo shalom kohen, and the gears of the gears of sorry gears is matnasa meruta v'chapasa meruba. So so cherpa is something that an individual should not see, to try to avoid. And so far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him from Cherpa, he's chayav in Shevach HaYadoya. But insofar as the egoistic drives, over there we don't say that. On the contrary, a person should not be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu if something happens along that enhances his egoistic drive. Because that's a terrible thing. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's the instinctual. It's worse, you see. But Cherpa, no. Cherpa, you mechuyev to Mishabeach. A person is removed from Cherpa. And Hashgachat Hashem protects him from Cherpa. He's chayav in Shevach L'Makom. At the same time, if he encounters it, it is the greatest vehicle of perfection. You see? It's not a tachat, it's not. Okay, we'll stop there.
You have another question, Rebbe?
Yes, good.
Rebbe, what?
Yeah.
What does it mean when Rachel says, Yesus, Hashem li ben acher? Rashi says she's dying to have the 12th century.
That's a separate, because she knew before, there's only one more. Separate point. Separate point. Separate point. It's a separate point. I'm not going into it. Okay. I know your question. It's a, but that's a separate point. Not really about it. And I just wanted to go this far, you know, in what happened in the circle, what happened with Rachel Amino. That's a separate thing. Yes, it's a separate idea. Yes, it's going to be separate idea. Okay? Yeah.
In the Torah by Manoah, when...
I just want to explain again. There's no reason, you can ask all the questions you want, but I'm just saying, just because you have another question has nothing to do with what we have up to this point. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know nothing. But you have to be able to distinguish between what's a question and between what is, you know, a different way more. There's different limits of humans, plenty of different areas, you know? Okay, and this is a matter of methodology. Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering by Naftor, by Manoach, after they met the Malach Hashem and he fell down on his face and told his wife that now God's going to kill us because he saw him, right?
Yes.
That fear that he has was not the rational fear that we're talking about here?
Forget about Manoach. Manoach is different. Manoach is a whole different. What Manoach was a whole different thing. Ram talks about it and he wasn't another. There's different areas. Different areas. Different areas. And, well, what I wanted to stress also in terms of today's shiur is that there are amazing things that are open in Sitos HaMikra. That's something I just want to get across as well. That there are amazing ideas. If you just look carefully at the Sitos HaMikra. Amazing concepts. And, the 2 points you took up today really just stands out. Anyone who reads the Torah with any kind of understanding can see immediately, as a psukim can say these unbelievable concepts. Okay, we'll stop there. Yeah.
For Leia, it was just natural that when she
Forget about Leia. It's a separate question. What do we know about Leia? I'm talking about Rachel.
She saw that she couldn't have children, so she had no problem giving her
Yahweh. Separate question. It's a separate thing. Well, let's just stick to the points, okay? All right. Okay, Buster. Unless you have any questions on the points?
Yeah, no, just a question. When
so, Kol Tarkul, Leia of Rome and Morocco.
Are you planning to do Al-Khayach to Al-Khayach this week?
That's a good question. maybe Friday. We know that.
Friday.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay.
Did we resolve the problem? It may have been your telephone.
It seems so.
All right.
Okay, I got about it. Listen, by the way, one more thing. I want to give a tremendous yeshkarach to Ben, really. And I can we all owe him a great debt for all his efforts to the machine and everything, and the shiurim and everything he does. So, yeshkarach, man.
Yeshkarach.
All right.
Yeshkarach.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Okay.